You'll hear an interview with a woman called Maya Gardy, whose daily life and business are based on waste-free principles. For questions 24 to 30, choose the best answer. A, B, or C. You now have 1 minute to look at part four.
My guest this week, Maya Gardy, has recently started her own company selling environmentally friendly products. First, let me ask you, Maya, what living waste-free involves on a daily basis?
Well, when I'm shopping, I don't buy things in plastic packages. I take my own bags and containers, and I always buy fresh local food. I compost my food rubbish and I recycle wherever I can. That kind of thing. When I started living like this, some things required a lot of adapting. My shopping habits were already pretty environmentally friendly, although I found I had to make more of an effort to go to lots of little shops where I could choose smaller amounts more often, rather than doing a single big supermarket shop every week, even though that was nice and convenient.
So what made you first decide to live a completely waste-free lifestyle?
Well, I've always been quite environmentally conscious, and I think this stems from the time I read an article on the internet about all the plastic waste in our oceans. I'd pass the rubbish bins outside my block of flats and feel quite pleased that at least I wasn't throwing away as much as other people. But a few years ago, I took some stuff to my local rubbish tip to throw away, things I couldn't recycle. I was horrified at the amount of waste there. That was all it took to make me change.
What did your family think about your decision?
Well, I live in a small flat on my own, so it wasn't as if I was imposing my lifestyle on my parents. They knew I was concerned about the environment, of course, but they still thought I was joking at first. They know how determined I am when I put my mind to something, though, and they knew that I'd be glad I'd done it.
So, have you changed the way you prepare meals?
Well, I've never been what you'd call an expert cook, as my friends will confirm, but I'm constantly dreaming up new ways of using up bits and pieces in the fridge. I often pass on these recipes to my friends, and they're always grateful for ways to save money.
Does your new lifestyle make things difficult for you when you're socialising?
Yes. When I go to picnics and barbecues, for example, the plates and cutlery tend to be disposable plastic, but I have to be proactive and not be concerned that I might come across as strange. So I would take along a proper plate, or if I couldn't do that, I'd eat from a paper napkin and then make sure it was composted rather than thrown away.
As you said, you've started a new business selling environmentally friendly products. Is it going well?
Yes. I'm selling homemade products like toothpaste and deodorant, things that are made from simple, natural ingredients. They're all sold in containers that can be recycled or returned to me. I also have an internet blog which is helping enormously with publicising my products. Gives me an edge over my competitors. And I've got a few regulars I see at local events like fairs and outdoor markets. As for the future, let's see how this year goes first.
I hear you were also interviewed on the radio.
Yes, it was at one fair I attended. I just happened to be in the right place at the right time when a reporter approached me. I didn't have time to get anxious. What was great was that it meant I could get my ideas across to a wider audience.
Thank you for your time, Maya, and best of luck for the future.
Now you'll hear part four again.
My guest this week, Maya Gardi, has recently started her own company selling environmentally friendly products. First, let me ask you, Maya, what living waste-free involves on a daily basis?
Well, when I'm shopping, I don't buy things in plastic packages. I take my own bags and containers, and I always buy fresh local food. I compost my food rubbish and I recycle wherever I can, that kind of thing. When I started living like this, some things required a lot of adapting. My shopping habits were already pretty environmentally friendly, although I found I had to make more of an effort to go to lots of little shops where I could choose smaller amounts more often, rather than doing a single big supermarket shop every week, even though that was nice and convenient.
So what made you first decide to live a completely waste-free lifestyle?
Well, I've always been quite environmentally conscious, and I think this stems from the time I read an article on the internet about all the plastic waste in our oceans. I'd pass the rubbish bins outside my block of flats and feel quite pleased that at least I wasn't throwing away as much as other people. But a few years ago, I took some stuff to my local rubbish tip to throw away, things I couldn't recycle. I was horrified at the amount of waste there. That was all it took to make me change.
What did your family think about your decision?
Well, I live in a small flat on my own, so it wasn't as if I was imposing my lifestyle on my parents. They knew I was concerned about the environment, of course, but they still thought I was joking at first. They know how determined I am when I put my mind to something, though, and they knew that I'd be glad I'd done it.
So, have you changed the way you prepare meals?
Well, I've never been what you'd call an expert cook, as my friends will confirm, but I'm constantly dreaming up new ways of using up bits and pieces in the fridge. I often pass on these recipes to my friends, and they're always grateful for ways to save money.
Does your new lifestyle make things difficult for you when you're socialising?
Yes. When I go to picnics and barbecues, for example, the plates and cutlery tend to be disposable plastic. But I have to be proactive and not be concerned that I might come across as strange. So I would take along a proper plate, or if I couldn't do that, I'd eat from a paper napkin and then make sure it was composted rather than thrown away.
As you said, you've started a new business selling environmentally friendly products. Is it going well?
Yes. I'm selling homemade products like toothpaste and deodorant, things that are made from simple, natural ingredients. They're all sold in containers that can be recycled or returned to me. I also have an internet blog which is helping enormously with publicising my products. It gives me an edge over my competitors. And I've got a few regulars I see at local events like fairs and outdoor markets. As for the future, let's see how this year goes first.
I hear you were also interviewed on the radio.
Yes, it was at one fair I attended. I just happened to be in the right place at the right time when a reporter approached me. I didn't have time to get anxious. What was great was that it meant I could get my ideas across to a wider audience.
Thank you for your time, Maya, and best of luck for the future.
That's the end of part four. There will now be a pause of 5 minutes for you to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. Be sure to follow the numbering of all the questions. I'll remind you when there is 1 minute left so that you are sure to finish in time. That's the end of the test. Please stop now. Your supervisor will now collect all the question papers and answer sheets.